Jeff, you mentioned that yesterday you didn't feel like the only difference between Tracy the last few games and Tracy earlier is just that the shots were falling. Do you feel that he's less stiff in his movements and maybe a little more fluid to where he's at? It just looked like that guy. Did you see that at all?
Yeah, I think it all goes hand in hand. I think he feels pretty good. I think when you play as good as he's playing, you feel really good. So I just and I think the ball's going in. Another reason is he doesn't have to ever temper his aggression, you know, to put the ball inside, really, you know. So it's a less I think it's easier to play that way. I'm not sure. It's not, you know, better necessarily, but it's easier. And I think we're trying to play quicker, not necessarily just, you know, transition, but getting the pick and rolls quicker, which is usually involving him. And so he's really, you know, the way he started that game was, you know, really special.
How hard was it for you guys to get a win over quality opponent?
You know what? I'll keep going back to this. You guys say quality. I say everybody's good. I do. That's what I think.
You didn't count the
record. No, I just think everybody's good. I don't agree with the thinking you have a good part of the schedule or a bad part of the schedule. You play 82. All of them are challenging in their own right. I just don't look at it the same way. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I just don't look at it like that.
Check in with Humble.
No, we had no defensive presence when he was out. You know, the lane was wide open when he was out. Very, very good. Very good.
It might be the same as the second quarter. It looked like they were getting a lot of good looks, as much that they didn't get it, but what were you
doing? Playing different guys. Yeah. So, you know, we had all the runs in at the same time, and it's, you know, they're cutting, and there's no way we could buy time for any little mistake, so they were, you know, at the basket shooting a lot of layups.
How big a part of Zeke's play in terms of why your record has been better without Gallo as opposed to your record without McGrady? Is Zeke, I guess, a more able replacement in terms of helping you defensively and things like that, whereas with McGrady you can't replace his facilitating, playmaking ability, that type of thing?
Well, again, I wouldn't read into anything over a short period of time that we're more or less capable or anything like that. I just enjoy the game and the win. You know, don't try to break it down. I mean, you know, like into who we need more. You know, guess what? I just think we need both of them. But let's say that Deke's played great. Give him his, you know, I mean, not good. He's played great. Yeah, he sure has. He sure has. So I just don't want to try to break it down like that, really. You know, quality, unquality, why McGrady's more valuable than Yao or vice versa. Believe me, we could use both. You know, we could use both.
Are you more optimistic, though, when you see McGrady play like this, that you can weather the storm until you have them both on the floor?
First, I'm always optimistic.
Well, I know that, but I understand.
No, but I am. I mean, it's not like I sit home and say I'm optimistic or I'm not optimistic. I know the reality is the fact that we have to play really well to win. And so does every team in this league, no matter who you're playing. So it's no different going to Minnesota or Chicago. We're going to have to play well. And some nights it's going to be really good by certain guys, and other nights it's maybe, you know, so Juwan's been, like, huge. He didn't have one of his better nights tonight, but he did. He played good defense on Okur, and then Deke had a monster night. I don't know how it's all going to work, I just know we have to have enough guys playing well. We have to keep our turnovers down the way it's been down, you know, lately. You know, rebound against a great rebounding team. I mean, there's so many factors that go into winning that, and it's so hard to win one game, any one game, that I don't sit here today and say, well, I'm more optimistic now that we can. I mean, I've always been optimistic, but really, optimism or negativity really doesn't matter. It's realism. So the real reality is we got to play well to win. So that's all we're focusing on, really. It's not anything but trying to play our, you know, our very best on a given you know, night.
Well,
when you're not posting the ball up, the post offense is the hardest one because it's actually very well coordinated just to get the ball inside, and then Yao is a high turnover guy, so we made some turnovers throwing it in. We made some turnovers once the ball's there. So the way you know we're playing that whole pick and roll, you're gonna have less turnovers, and yet that doesn't diminish the importance of having a post game and having a balanced game. You know, because I think we started off shooting the three great tonight, and I think it like tapered off a little bit, and we didn't really have as much of a post presence. But so you're always trying to achieve a balance.